When we fit, we know it. We feel it in our bones. We see it in the quality of our work product. And we hear it in the energy and excitement that echoes in our offices and meeting rooms. The better the fit, the more value can be created for talent, for companies, and for the world. With those motivating factors in mind, everyone, talent and companies alike, should be striving for right fit. So why does it feel like wrong fit is more the norm? In an article published by The New Yorker in 2021, Cal Newport shared stories of career downsizing and company jumping due at least in part to a reassessment by knowledge workers of what matters. Around the same time, the Future Forum surveyed over 10,000 knowledge workers and found a prevailing disconnect between companies' post-pandemic workplace policies and employee preferences. Articles like these, focusing on the state of the relationship between companies and talent, do not paint a rosy picture. Conflicting wants, needs, and priorities seem to be the critique du jour. With wrong fit dynamics dominating the workplace landscape and our psyches, the big question is, how do we find the right fit? Before we tackle that, though, we need to first get a lay of the land and how we arrived in this place. In this chapter, we'll discuss the current state of the job market, bad, and how it affects talent swimming around in it, worse. We'll then explore the seven trends that help set the stage for this moment of misalignment, where finding right fit has become an epic and arduous journey. Lastly, we'll connect the dots and break down what the trends tell us and the questions we should really be asking. The talent market in flux. As mentioned in the introduction, right fit is a deep and authentic connection to how the company works day to day. Companies searching for talent and talent looking for a place to thrive are both struggling. Finding right fit is hard, painfully hard. In one Harris poll, over 63% of those surveys reported their job search lasting for as long as 6 months. Further, according to a survey by the recruiting platform JobVite, approximately 30% of new joiners leave their job in the first 90 days. Meanwhile, companies are maneuvering through a talent market that is riddled with complexity, from quiet quitting to wavering dedication and engagement to struggles in creating a work environment that is attractive to both their current ranks and future recruits. In a recent study by BrainTrust, the average company is hiring for 66 knowledge worker jobs with one half of the roles taking 30 plus days to hire. That translates to the equivalent of 3 cumulative years spent recruiting talent that needs to be hired now. For companies to continue to have impact, they need to be staffed with talent who are capable, committed, and connected to both why the world is better with the company in it and how the company works day to day. That symmetry isn't happening fluidly or easily today. In this chapter, we will explore the why in more depth by examining key trends that have shaped the job market, talent's perception of what a great company is, and companies' imperfect approach to acquiring the future talent they need. Where is everyone? With the ever-increasing movement of talent due to the Great Resignation, the fear of committing to companies prone to short-term focused mass layoffs, and the shifting models of work, we can expect that talent will continue to be on the move with greater regularity. As we look at the talent movement in 2022, 77% of talent that resigned do so in the first 3 years, with 45% resigning within 1 year. The reasons cited most for these moves are vast, but fall into a few main categories, including career, opportunities for growth and achievement, job, availability of resources, training, expectations, stress, and work-life balance, schedule, commute, work policies. One thing is abundantly clear. Employees are becoming more discerning in terms of the aspirations they have for the places they work and less willing to compromise. Even if talent decides to stay, in a recent survey of over 2,000 U.S. employees who have been at their role for at least 6 months, researchers from Lattice found that over half of them were actively looking for something new. That figure is astounding, considering conventional career management advice argues that talent should stay at a job for at least 2 years before changing employers. What does all this add up to? There is something happening inside organizations that is jarring to talent, putting them in a place where they are questioning their choice. And whatever it is bad enough that many stay actively on the job search even when firmly settled at their company. It might be that everyone is just keeping their plan B at the ready, but it feels bigger than that, like something more pervasive is occurring.